Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been great to have Daniel and Deborah with us, and they're leaving after chapel. So this will be your last chance, hopefully your first chance, to greet them. I've known Daniel for 3 or 4 years. I served for 3 of those years on the regional secretary's team for IFES. It was my joy to get to know him and 8 or 9 of the other regional secretaries. Daniel's from Francophone Africa. He's a Chadian. And I think by the end of the day, his brain must be tired speaking English all the time, but very proficient. Daniel's a former professor in the sciences and just a man of God. He delivered, I think, a fantastic vision talk at World Assembly, and it really inspired and motivated us. And then Deborah Lake is going to also come up after Daniel shares from the Word, and she's going to lead us in some prayer. Deborah worked for Tear Fund. Is the advancement director equivalent. What is your official title?
Head of advancement.
Head of advancement. Also, it's perfect, VP of advancement. So actually, we are using the same titles. Isn't that even nice? So I think this is a great morning. It's great to have you here. So Daniel, if you'd come first, and we'll be blessed by you. Thank you.
Thank you, Alec. It is always a privilege to meet this man of God. I was blessed by his presence during our time together. And what impressed me is his humility. I was nurtured by that kind of thing. And this is the importance of being part of a team. You can learn from each other in the fellowship, and you can grow. This week I was in dialogue with somebody, and we were talking about the team, and he was asking, what can I bring to the team? And my reply to him is, you should ask this question, what can I learn from the team I have to come in? So it was a blessing experience for me to be working with you, and the Lord, by his grace, is allowing us to continue to work together for how many years, I don't know, but the Lord knows. So it's a real privilege for us to be with you here, and I would like to share a few encouragement with you this morning from Scripture, because this Word of God touched my life and spoke to me and continued to speak to me. I would like us to read a few verses in Exodus chapter 17 from verse 8. The Amalekites come and attack the Israelites at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, choose some of our men and go out to fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands. So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses has ordered, and Moses, Aaron, and Ur went to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hand grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hand up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. Hear the word of God. It is not the habit of IFES and the varsity people to take a scripture and read it as allegory. But sometimes it is important to look scriptures in the light of allegories, trying to identify ourselves with people in the passage. So forgive me if I am going through this in the lenses of allegory, because that was the way the Lord spoke to me when I first read this scripture. I am bringing it just to encourage us in the work you are doing, many people who are working in the offices, because sometimes we ask our question if we are doing something important. Sometimes you think that the people who are important are those who are working on the field, those who are involving in the daily basis on campuses. And we tend to neglect our calling to do this work from our different offices. And here the Lord is bringing us a model of how we can see ourselves as called by Him to the task we are doing in our small boxes, small offices, sometimes without air conditions, sometimes without heating system, but we are here every day. From this passage, the Lord helped me to see some principles. One is, student work is a spiritual battle. It is a spiritual battle. It is not just activities, but it's spiritual battle. Like we see here in verse 8, the Malachites come and attack the Israelites at Rephidim. Verse 9, leadership is needed. In this student ministry, there is a need of leaders who can tell students, go. Who can tell to staff, go. Sometimes we need to tell to people, go. Challenge them. Because we have to go and fight on campuses and fight on different places. And here, Moses is that kind of leader. He ordered Joshua, Aaron, and Hur to do something. Joshua is the leader of students. This is my way to read the allegory. Joshua as the leader of students. And Moses, in the context of intervarsity, is Alec, telling them, go. Go on the campus in Madison, fight, evangelize. And Joshua took his team of students going to evangelize day and night. But in other hand, Alec knows that the battle on campuses will only be won if there is a spiritual battle. He decided to call a group of people, Aaron and Hur, could be board members, could be people who are working in the office here, could be alumni, people who will bring support, could be donors. And they went on the top of the hill to pray, because they know that only prayer can enable Joshua and his team on the campuses to win the battle. So it's really a spiritual activity. And the other principle is the principle of teamwork. Teams may be different in nature. Moses, Aaron, and Hur form one team with some function. Joshua and the rest of the soldiers form another team with another function. But the two teams are related around the same vision, fighting against Amalekites. This is how we need ourselves to function. And we need to encourage each other. And things who are going on different campuses depends on how we do things in offices, on the top of the hill. We are here. in this National Service Center on the top of the hill to pray and to provide resources. Look, the passage says that when Moses was tired, Aaron came on one side and Ur on another side, helping him to stand. This is the kind of spiritual support we need to provide to our leadership team, to our leaders. But not only that, when he was tired, they provide a stone so that the leader can sit down. The idea of stabilizing him could be reflecting financial help we need to provide to leader so that he may not be concerned by material things. We can identify the stone for stability with pastoral care, with material resources, and so on and so on. This is how this team works. I would like to encourage us in IFES as a family, in our national movements, to look at this model who can help us to take this work forward on campuses. And I would like to encourage us, we who are investing our time in offices, to think that things on campuses depends on the things we are doing here. How serious are we in our work in offices? Do we believe that the Lord called us equally as he called staff who are on the field, on the battlefield? Are we taking seriously the support we have to provide so that we can facilitate the work? I would like to take this opportunity to say thank you for all you are doing to support the team in various ways, through your presence here, through your prayer, through the time you are taking to put resources together, papers together. I would like also to say special thank you on behalf of IFES for what you are doing for the fellowship around the world. You may not see the fruits, but this is just a process the Lord allowed to make you humble. But I can tell you that what you are doing is bearing fruits far away than you can imagine, in several countries, with all the capacity you are helping to build through what you are doing here in the National Service Center. May God bless you, may God sustain you, and may God continue to equip you and to strengthen you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your Holy Spirit who is with us. The Holy Spirit you sent to us so that he can assist us, strengthen us, renew us when we are going through difficult situations. Thank you for your Holy Spirit who is inspiring us. I pray, Lord, for each of your servants here in the National Service Center. I pray that you will give a special blessing to each of them. You will renew their strength. I pray for the staff who are on the field in various parts of the United States, in other countries around the world, people who have been sent by link, people who went through other ways. I pray that you sustain them, you give them joy, you renew their calling day after day. I pray that you bless this ministry. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
One of the greatest challenges with IFES is knowing what to raise as an item for prayer, because every day in through our email box and our post box come opportunities to pray. We could have people praying continuously. In fact, that's one of the things that we've tried to address through the new website and the RSS feed, is to start, and hopefully it will grow, posting some of these requests for prayer, because sure enough, when we're asleep, others are awake and able to pray. But we can only do a little bit today, and so I've selected three areas that I thought it would be good for us to try and pray about. So I'll speak quite quickly so that we can then get into small groups and to pray for them. And I thought the first that would be good would be to report back on missions conferences. I know that seasonally, this office and these staff in this room, they turn their focus away from their regular work, although I'm sure you still have to carry on doing it as well, and you turn your attention to Abana. Now, I don't know if I'm right, but I believe that you've had some, is it 200+ thousand people that have attended Abana mission conferences in the past? There's various nodding heads. Well, thanks to the incredible gift that you gave to IFES of allowing us to bring 80 people to Abana last Christmas, IFES kind of built a vision that we would try and reach a further 50,000 students in different parts of the world with the missions message through regional missions conferences, which have also been undergirded and supported by money from the Abana offering. Now, some of them are beginning to happen. Some of these people, folks who attended the director's course, conference director's course, are busy putting into practice, gnashing their teeth, facing exactly the same problems that you have, although probably with some added extras of ones that we couldn't anticipate in different parts of the world. So I thought it'd be great if we could pray for some of those. And the first one that's coming up in the near future is in Nigeria. I'm sure many of you have heard about the previous Nigerian missions conference. I mean, I wasn't on staff there, but I remember one of the things I heard is that there were 5,000 students and 3 toilets. So, you know, when you're facing difficulties in your next planning for Abana, just bear those 3 toilets in mind. Things can only get better. So they have an ambitious program, and they are aiming to bring 10,000 students to this next missions conference. So hopefully they'll have at least 6 for that, and some more standpipes. I think that things have moved on and lessons have been learnt, and we thank you for your support of that. The second, and I think very, very exciting one that's coming up in the near future, is in Bangladesh, and that is the South Asian Missions Conference taking part in early December. And that is bringing together, it has to be held in Bangladesh, because that's the only place that everyone can get visas for. That missions conference has very much at its heart, which I'm sure you'll have heard more about in the news in the last few days than we've managed to from USA Today in hotel newspapers, about the situation in Myanmar. And I know that as a region, they have a burning passion in their heart for reaching out to Myanmar and bringing the student ministry to a fullness of growth there. Beyond that, it's great to know that Bangladesh has really moved in the past couple of years to a position of strength. It's a growing movement, it's got growing income, it certainly feels much more buoyant. So I think it's a lovely testimony that they're going to be holding this missions conference, and they ask for your prayers for that. And perhaps the most incredible of all is being held in Rwanda. And that's taking place over Christmas. We're going to have a man on the ground, probably 2 actually. Daniel, you're going to be there, are you? So we have 2 men on the ground there from the international office. So I hope we managed to get some very good feedback for you there. But just as the vision was given, that these grants that were given to IFES to expand from country missions, Rwanda will, and I imagine what you'll have uppermost in your mind when you hear the country name Rwanda, they will be hosting staff from 20 different countries and students from 20 different countries to attend that missions conference. So we really would value your prayers for them as they go around planning. It's very, very expensive to move people around Francophone Africa, much, much more than it costs to move people around the United States, for example. So there are huge challenges for them in terms of raising funds and visas and so forth in advance. So please pray for those. And then pioneering and growing. I mean, our constant thanks to InterVarsity is for your vision for pioneering and the way that you have enabled IFES to grow in so many parts of the world. And Daniel and I both recognise that we have an incredible heritage that's been handed on to us to try and work with, laid down by the three previous General Secretaries, and I'm sure most of you at the very least will have met Lindsay Brown. Your part in that, InterVarsity's part in that, has been enormous. And then finally, so we have time for prayer, to ask you to pray for Daniel, very specifically. Some of you were at World Assembly, so have heard the kind of beginnings of his vision, something which has, I think, inspired each of us in the international office. You know, we feel cherished, we feel part of making that vision happen. It's a vision no longer to so much see our spread across the world, because previous General Secretaries to a great extent have succeeded in planting a work in many different countries, but deepening the work within each of the different national movements through strengthening local staff, work with boards, and very particularly trying to strengthen Indigenous fundraising. Obviously, that's close to my heart, that's why I say very obviously. We haven't finished fine-tuning it. That might have a higher or lower balance, I'm not sure. So we ask you to join us in praying for, in thanking God for his provision of Daniel to lead us. I think, you know, we do feel a family with you, so we hope that you feel thanks to God for bringing him to lead you as well as part of the worldwide fellowship. And also to pray for Daniel and Halima, his wife, and his four children. Daniel has three children aged 12, 9, and 5, who are all poised within the next year to come to start school in the UK. We're trying to find a place where they'll be able to continue speaking French while they're in the UK, which we think we might have found. And they have a fourth daughter who is 36, adopted 4 years ago, who was without family. So I think that is a good illustration of Daniel's commitment to family, and as members of the family of IFES know that he will be a shepherd that keeps us in line.